In a devastated economy, there are a million ways for dreams to go up in smoke.
1 million. That's the number of American families that'll lose their dream homes this year.
The for sale signs in my neighborhood are sprouting up like weeds. In fact, the home next door just sold out of foreclosure for 50% of what we paid for our home in 1997.
Oh, 1 million foreclosures and no end in sight. Still, while politicians hammer away at the economy, foreclosure remains maddeningly beyond their reach.
Why can't we solve the housing crisis when so much is at stake?
Pink ones, red ones, or white, there are now a million reasons to get the housing crisis solved. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Todd Zwillick. I'm in for John Hockenberry this week, but I'm here with Celeste, who's back. Good morning.
Good morning, and nice to have you in, Todd, and nice to be back. Let's get a check on the top news this morning. Despite growing violence in Afghanistan, the plan remains the same for NATO, to be out of the country by 2014. At an international conference in Kabul today, President Hamid Karzai says Afghan forces will be ready to handle security in all 34 provinces by then. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is attending the conference. She stressed the rights of women must not be sacrificed in any peace talks with the Taliban.
If they are silenced and pushed to the margins of Afghan society, the prospects for peace and justice will be subverted.
Secretary Clinton says the drawdown of U.S. troops will begin next year as scheduled. And let's move to the Gulf now, where Admiral Thad Allen says oil is leaking from the busted wellhead again, but more slowly this time.
There may not be any clear visual indication of the oil. We believe it's a small amount of oil and a small amount of natural gas.
Allen says BP's cap will stay on for now, but will be closely monitored. A pressure buildup could rupture the seafloor and make the disaster even worse.
In Washington now, Senate Democrats will try to break a filibuster today, a Republican filibuster, and clear the path for an extension of unemployment benefits. President Obama says 2.5 million jobless Americans haven't received their checks, while Congress continues to argue over the issue.
It's time to stop holding workers laid off in this recession hostage to Washington politics.
Democrats will pick up the needed 60th vote from the temporary replacement, filling in for the late Senator Robert Byrd. He gets sworn in today. Meanwhile, Elena Kagan faces her first vote today on her nomination to become the next Supreme Court justice. The Senate Judiciary Committee is all but certain to support her. The only real question is whether Kagan will get any Republican votes.
There's been a quiet shift between world powers. China has surpassed the United States as the world's largest consumer of energy. The U.S. still uses more oil, but China's massive use of coal has made it the biggest overall energy user on the planet. What that means, nobody really knows at this point. Toyota says this morning it's been subpoenaed by a federal grand jury in New York. Investigators want to look at the car company's documents related to problems with steering rods.
Well, 41 years ago today, millions of people huddled around their television and radios to hear these famous words.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
The words, of course, of Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong as he became the first man to walk on the moon. He was later joined by Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon and one-time takeaway guest.
Yeah.
Well, back on Earth, the markets will open later today. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,154. The S&P opens at 1,071 and the NASDAQ opens at 2,198.
Some people say the markets aren't under the same Earth the rest of us live on. But
And there's been a lot of evidence of that, actually. Maybe if we move them to the moon, we would be doing better. Coming up later this morning, we head to New Orleans to look at several cases involving police brutality. Is there a way to regain community trust? We're going to talk about that later this hour.
And in a few minutes, more on the foreclosure crisis. The takeover by the government of Fannie and Freddie was supposed to help. What happened along the way? And we want to know, how's foreclosure changing your neighborhood? Text us your report. Text the word TAKE to 69866.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.